Welcome to episode 62 of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast presented by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we're diving deep into the effective use of the put command in Snowflake. The put command in Snowflake is fundamental for efficiently managing and uploading data to your Snowflake account. This command enables you to upload data files from a local file system or staged files to an internal namespace in Snowflake, preparing them for ingestion. Let's start with the basics. The put command syntax follows a specific format. Put file here represents the file you wish to upload and is the name of the internal stage where the file will be warehoused. Understanding the syntax is crucial for effectively using the put command. One of the most important aspects of the put command is its support for parallel uploading. The put command can implement parallel uploads by splitting the file into multiple chunks, allowing for faster data transfer and less waiting time. This is especially beneficial for large files or datasets. Another key feature of the put command is its auto-compression. By default, Snowflake compresses files during the upload process, significantly reducing data storage sizes and cost. However, you can opt to disable this feature if needed. Error handling and troubleshooting are also critical when working with the put command. It's important to know how to interpret the error messages and status codes provided by Snowflake during the upload process. Familiarizing yourself with these can help you quickly resolve any issues that may arise. In this episode, we'll also delve into best practices for using the put command effectively. Among these are prepping your data before upload, understanding and leveraging file formats, and managing data once it's in Snowflake. Lastly, for those preparing for the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification Exam, mastering the put command and its functionalities is a key step. It's not just about knowing how to use the command, but understanding how it fits into the larger Snowflake architecture and how it can be leveraged to optimize your data workflow. Thank you for joining us today on this deep dive into the effective use of the put command in Snowflake. Stay tuned for more in-depth training episodes to help you ace your Snowflake certification. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, wishing you success in your data journey with Snowflake.